Pleased with that type of a road game, pretty sound.
Yeah, the way we fought for pucks in the third period was really impressive. And I think the one thing we were fortunate on was that when you get that many odd man rushes and you don't capitalize, it sometimes comes back to bite you, and it was looking like it might. We had, I think, two or three 3-on-1s, a couple 2-on-1s, and goalie made some great saves too. And I think, we were getting a little bit nervous that usually when you're on the road and you don't score on those opportunities, it comes back at you pretty hard. But I really like the way we fought. As the game wore on, our confidence came back to fight for pucks and to battle. And I thought the debris from what's happened here in the last week or so started to eliminate. We just started to get our spirit back, and we really, really battled.
And with that battle, sometimes, you guys have scored a lot of pretty goals this year. Sometimes you get some goofy ones, and they make the difference.
Well, that made up for the two that we missed. We missed two in the second period on the power play. The goalie wasn't in the net, and we missed them both. And it made up for it. I mean, it was a C&I shot, but just if you look at the shift, we outfought for three pucks just to get that opportunity, which is what happened for the whole third period, which was really impressive.
You said before the game, it makes it easier for the coaches when you're top players.
Lead
the way in the buy-in.
We got a lot from a lot of people today on the way we need to play. So I mean, this is a huge step in the right direction for us if we can continue down this path. Huge step.
Okay. Coach, can you break down a couple things about TJ Oshie's game? Where does his offense come from?
It comes from his sincere effort on the puck. He's very strong on the puck. A lot of his offense comes from down low play, and he's very, very good at protecting the puck, wearing people down, and then he can make little plays in close. But he's one of those grind down low 3-on-3 type players, and that's why he's such a good player, is because from the top of the circles down, he's just dominant.
He's got a lot of assists this year. You think he'll pick up his offense?
I don't think he's shooting the puck enough. I think he's making the next play. We're being on him to do that, but he's a guy that wants to make the next play. And so, I think it's just going to be an ongoing battle with him, to be honest with you, to shoot the puck more, because he's got a great shot, but he defers to other people, and we want to see him shoot more.
Okay. Alex Steen has always been a great player, but this year he's got 22 goals. I know it's hard to maybe pinpoint but one thing, but do you see anything in his game that's allowing him to be more effective as a goal scorer? Because he's really scoring at will this year.
I think that he's a product of the line. I think when the line plays like it does, they dominate from a checking standpoint. I think the one thing I've noticed is that the line has gotten more odd man rushes through their checking than ever before. So I think because of all the odd man rushes they get from checking the puck back, it's given him those opportunities, and he can finish it off. Yep. Thanks.